Hello, everybody. This is Ash coming at you. Today, we're going to be talking about self-encouragement. You know, one of the key things in being successful in online or any business is you got to have the ability to encourage yourself. Because remember, this is a self-starter position. Nobody's here to manage you and, you know, put you under certain conditions where you have to do certain things. So you got to manage your own ability to be successful here. So let's talk about this a little bit. You know, in proportion, as you increase your self-confidence in yourself and by through the affirmations and, you know, what you wish to be, what you have the ability to increase is your assets that you want to make. You know, when you think about it, he is only beaten who admits he is. When we think about ourselves saying, geez, this is too tough for me, or I don't think I can do this, those kind of thoughts resonate in your subconscious, and it boils down to one thing. It reduces your ability to do certain things, and your confidence goes down. So you hold the thought of superiority, do you? Well, if you don't, then you better be keep listening to this. You know, many people realize that the ability to do little things all their lives because they're victims of self-discouragement. They always want to go for the lower part of anything because, guess what? It's easier to do that. But the high fruits, which is in the tall part of the tree, is always the most ripest, you notice, because it reaches the sunlight the most. That's why. So the low-hanging fruit sometimes isn't always the best-tasting fruit. So you got to go after something that's a little more difficult sometimes. And you want to do that because guess what? Your competitors don't want to go there. So it's okay to be a little bit difficult in trying to tackle on a business. Whenever you feel to attempt to doing anything, you allow your minds to dwell on the possibility of failure, or do they think about the consequent humiliation of until what it would take to cripple their own powers of initiative? One of the worst things that can ever happen to a person is to get into the head of this boy that I was born unlucky. You know, that fate is against me. There are no fates outside of our mental thinking that it's you that makes the difference. We are our own fates. We control our own destiny. In every town where people are complaining about their environment, it's against them that there's no opportunities. And others in the same condition manage to succeed and make themselves felt all over the world. What can you do for a man who thinks he was born as a failure? Not much. It is impossible to be successful from the failure thought as we rose from one of the times we think about is that, you know what, did we really come from that background or not? When one is the greatest worried about failure so much that these poverties and thoughts in their mind, they never get to be successful. We attribute much of our luck and our cruel fate, which belongs to our thoughts. We see ourselves as the right person only when we know we have the tools and somebody's managing us or mentoring us, rather, to that next level. The trouble is that what we do not understand is that we go back to our foundational thinking. And your foundational thinking is what? Go to school, get a good job, and get yourself, you know, being successful there. But the problem with that is that today's environment, education works, but it becomes obsolete. So you've got to be upgrading your education on a constantly basis. There's a much more powerful, magic, more relative force in trying to become what we wish to be, in assuming that character, what we want to be assuming that the qualities that we would like to attain. You would want to be more healthier. You would want to be more financially secure. You never want to allow yourself to think back and saying, geez, I'm only this much. No, you want to think in opulence. Think of abundance. Okay. The same is true in regarding a prosperity. Do you not also think of yourself in anything less? No, you want to think of more, assuming that prosperity, attitude, and thought matter. Act like a prosperous, progressive person. Dress like one. Think like one. Be sure that your mental picture and your mental attitude is the pattern of which you like to be in reality. If you wish to be brave, courageous, hold it persistently in the fearless thought, the thought that you are afraid of nothing, that nothing can make you a coward. If you are timid, if you suffer from shyness, if you just affirm that you will never again be afraid or anybody or anything, that you are going to hold your head up and assert your manhood or womanhood, resolve that you will be more powerful than you are currently. Assuming in the indifferent air top often helps differentiate from people that are shy. Just say to yourself, other people are too busy to bother me. Or to look at me and it's as if they are somebody you want to become more successful. If one is inclined to be retiring and shrinking the shyness and constantly affirming that I am, you got to think in that direction. You know, many times when we would go into, say, in a sales environment or go see a client, for example, many, many years ago, we would sit down in our car and we would visualize that the other person agreeing with us, shaking our hand, smiling at us. Those are the thoughts you should be resonating with you when you're online and trying to do a campaign. People clicking on your website, how that would feel, that they would go through the funnel and they would get excited, they would get passionate about what you're offering to them. And they would come back to you and send you an email or send you a call or even Skype you or what have you and connect with you. That thought of ability of somebody to work with you, they would be chasing after you. If you have the right tools in place and the right mindset, you'll find yourself just in proportionate as you increase your confidence in yourself and the affirmations of what you wish to be. Your ability will increase no matter what other people think, and your ability will never go down. Increase your self-confidence in every way possible, and you can do this remarkable degree by the power of self-suggestioning. This is a great asset, a splendid capital that you can incorporate. Always try to carry yourself in such a way and conduct yourself in such a manner to suggest success, that's what you have inside of you, growth, improvement, and superiority. The very reputation of growing, of being vigorous, progressive, and being a person who does things the right way, who carries their weight around in such a way that they're there to help other people. Having that pleasing personality is another key element of success. Every time you meet or have an acquaintance with somebody and you actually look at them and you smile and you say, and you have something that you want to share that would be help them in their business, you want to put yourself in a position that you can be in a position where you can help them to the next level. So in other words, it's not just about you, it's about you helping the other person. Never allow yourself to think meaningly, to think average. Think in opulence. Never regard yourself as weak, inefficient, diseased, but even as somebody who's not totally complete. Never think of yourself as a possibility of just a failure, even though you might have had some failures. Failure is a misnomer. Okay, a failure is the ability for you to learn from and get successful on your next attempt. Stoutly, you got to assert yourself and look at your inventory. Look at your assets, what you have available. Build on your assets. Don't look at the hole in the donut. Look at the donut around it. Train yourself and expect yourself great things. Never admit, even to the manner, that you have not what it takes. You have what it takes. If you practice and persistently hold that positive producing opulence thought, this mental attitude will someday, and not I'm saying someday, this mental attitude will, in the very near future, give you your desired goals. Bear in mind that nothing will come out without you unless you focus and turn in the direction of where you want to be. You know, one time I was driving with somebody and we were taking on a curve road a little bit too fast. It was a snowy day, and I guess you can see where I'm going with this. And in the opposite side of the road, a truck, actually an oil tanker truck, started headed our way. And the person I was driving with lost control of the car and soon started to fishtail. And he was actually smoking a cigarette at that time. Bad move. And I said to him, I said, look in the direction where you want to go. And I immediately focused on that and took his steering wheel and turned it in that direction. And what happened was, you turn in the direction of the skid, right? That's how you get control of the car. So by doing that, we were able to just barely get away from that oil tanker that's headed our way, probably like 40, 50 miles an hour. We were doing the same thing. So that would be a collision of about 90 miles an hour into a dead stop. You wouldn't want to be there. What happened, to make a long story short, we actually skidded off the road, but we avoided the collision of that oil tanker. But the story here is, the lesson from the story here is that we were able to focus on the open road rather than focusing on the truck. And most people, when they see a collision course coming down their path, or they feel that this is going to be the end, they focus on the truck. And that's what would have hit us. But the point of the story is that you want to focus on where you want to be, not where you are currently. It's more important to focus on that. So think on these things. You did not only think about it just in one day that you can turn this around. You've got to constantly bombard your mind with positive thoughts, because that's the only way you're going to get out of the situation you're in. Because when you think in the positive thoughts, what happens is your state changes, actually. And when your state changes, you're able to do things more in a controlled fashion. You actually raise the confidence. One of the ways to increase your confidence is to speak a little bit loud and speak a little bit faster. not all the time, but if you use your voice inflection in such a way when you're reading a book, for example, and or if you're listening to an audio tape and you repeat back what the person is saying, you actually can feel what they're saying when you repeat their words back to yourself. This is one of the ways to retain information. Because when you do that, what happens, it puts you in a position of more success. Dwelling upon, for example, a criminal thought, for example, dwelling on something that's not what you want, it's going to put you in a position of what? Less power. And guess what happens? You actually, your immune system goes down when you're thinking negatively. Did you know that most people, when they become sick, it's because of stress? And why they get stressed is because of negative thoughts. Negative thoughts influence you in such a way that your immune system goes down, and therefore, guess what? You're going to need more supplements. But I always recommend you take the supplements anyway. So improving your health will improve your thoughts. Think about it, because your mind is connected to your body. So if your body's healthy and you're feeling those, working out every day, eating good foods and good vegetarian stuff and stuff like that, things that will help you, it will put you in a position that you will be more successful. So with that, I want you to go out and put this to the test. One more thing I wanted to also talk about today's talk today was that your ability to take action, not just thinking about things. And how do you take action? I want you to take a piece of paper and write down what are the three biggest roadblocks that you have in your thought process. Do you have people around you that kind of put you down and saying you can't do this, or what are you trying, and they're not always giving you the thumbs up or the high fives, as the saying goes? You have to look at it. The people that you people that you're around, you got to get away from them. That doesn't mean you alienate them and you just go out to live in a cave, but you want to spend your time on constructive thoughts that will give you the ability to become more successful. So how do you do that? One of the things you have to do is make sure you spend time with them in a quality fashion. You say, let's set some ground rules. I don't want to talk about anything negative. Let's talk about something that can be more constructive. So be positive when you're around them. Give them some tools to work with. Maybe even have them listen to some of these. I just had a recent person that was had their ex-husband was not doing too well and sent them some of these talks, and now all of a sudden they're much more positive. So being around positive people will make a big difference. Did you know that your income is going to be dictated by the five most people that you hang around with or listen to? Think about it. So if you're listening to the thoughts like this, if you're listening to Michael Force and all the key people here, your income is going to climb because you're resonating the same kind of thoughts that we are, back and forth, vice versa. So it's critical for you to think like we do. Think like the people that already are successful in this business. What kind of thoughts are going through their mind? So it's important to also, one other tip I'll also recommend you is go to YouTube and look at the biographies of some of the successful people, like Napoleon Hill. Punch up that. Look at Robert Kiyosaki. Look up Harvey T. Ecker. Look up Tim Ferriss, the 4-Hour Workweek. If you go on YouTube and look at the positive stuff, don't look at junk in there, because you can find it too. And focus on how these people became successful. Just punch up biographies of maybe even multi-billionaires even, how they became successful. Warren Buffett and Mr. Gates, of course, from Microsoft. So if you look up the histories, listen to their biographies, it's going to put you in a position that how did they come from nothing to something? You can do it too. I'll talk to you again. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.